Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And speaking of scoffers, friends, scoffers, okay? boy, oh boy, did I get a mouthful from somebody today. You want to hear this? I know you do. You profess to be an ordained Christian preacher. By the way, friends, if you take the time to study and show yourself approved unto God, you guys can all clearly understand that I am not a pastor. It's only named once in the New Testament, and that's found in Ephesians 4:11. Okay? I'm not a pastor. Okay? And it's interesting how many people say the pastor said, I'm not the pastor. My goodness, I'm the exact opposite. Read 1 Corinthians 12:28. First the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. Okay. Here's the letter. Heretic. You profess to be an ordained Christian preacher. By the way, I never asked to be ordained, but I am nationally and internationally. This person said, I shudder when I see you quote scripture to back up your ludicrous statements. Okay. Here's some scripture you need to read and burn into your brain and heart since you laugh at the rapture. wait, let me guess. You're a burnt hippie. Yeah, I know. You're still high on PCP, right? Yep, I know. You're the people that talk about this false love and this false grace because you're a bunch of antinomianists. I totally get you. Okay? So it's all aimed at the fact that I don't agree with her false doctrine. And what do? They accuse you of what they're guilty of. Read Revelation 12:10 when you get a moment. She said, woe to you, Mr. Dean, when you stand before Christ at the great white throne judgment. You are the wolf in sheep's clothing spoken of in Bible prophecy regarding the last days. I'm sure you don't believe we're in the last days before Christ's return as well. I will pray for you, Mr. Dean. Blah, 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 blah. Her name. Okay, there's a reason the Lord tells women like this to be silent in the church and to learn from their husbands at home. Just making clear as to what Scripture does say. It was the woman that was deceived and not Adam. And yet Adam took heed, and in this case, I'm not going to, because I know clearly as to who leads this ministry. And again, let me remind everybody, I applied not for this job. That aside, friends, we are out at the Minnesota State Fair, and boy, oh boy, the 12 days, the three-hour round trips, the doing articles and doing the radio, I'll tell you what, it catches up after a while, and then maintaining everything else in your national, international ministry. We are out there with a smile on our face, being burnt up on all four ends, burning the candle on four ends, as they say. But we are at the Minnesota State Fair. It started August 25th, and it's going until September 5th. We are at the east end of the grandstand, the second row in. The east end of the grandstand, the second row in. We've been there about 14 or 15 years, being the light that God has commanded us to be in a dark place. And we're not doing just that. We're preaching the whole gospel and the whole counsel, friends. Mark 16:15, and the list goes on. So if you get a moment, please take the time to go down to the Minnesota State Fair. Say hi to the crew down there right now. I am, of course, in the studios because I have to be, so I can broadcast into 157 cities. And by the way, thank you very much for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. If you'd like to verify that, go to Genesis Communication Networks and go to the gauge, which is right on the front page there. You did that, and we appreciate that. We're also broadcasting into 153 countries. And before we get going here, I do want to point you over to social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. 13 to 15 articles written for you, giving you the truth by culture warriors, preachers, attorneys, constitutional attorneys, by the way, and the list goes on. Former military, former police, IRS agents that are out there actually telling people the truth of the matter. We're giving it to you all, friends, because we know that there are so few that are willing to do so. And we're giving it to you because truth demands a response. And as I've said 1,000 times, either you receive this message or you reject it. It's up to you, either the blessing or the curse. And again, it's all your call as to how you respond, because we cannot do that for you. Also, when you're on sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the top where it says SOL Radio Live. Click onto that and join us on our Rumble feed. Join us on our Rumble feed. That is a social media platform. Top left side of SOL Media, also beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. Stick to the topic. And by the way, this is why the lines are open again. You know, we had the heretic call me a heretic today and call me names and tell me how wrong I am. That's why we open the lines up for you. But, friends, only am I here to remind you that this is what these cowards do. They take shots at me. I mean, they're suggesting that I'm giving you my opinion, and I'm not here to give you my opinion. We're basing everything off the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution because, again, we understand the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. So if you want to call in and take a shot at me, please do. If you want to add something to the conversation, please do. If there's something I'm not bringing into the conversation, bring it in. That's why we need the body. Read Ephesians 4. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We have the mind of Christ, right? We put on the robe of righteousness, which only Christ can give unto us. And with that said, that's the direction we are going this day, as well as over the last 23 years of ministry. So let's get to it. So this morning, as I said, we're doing the state fair, so half of us stay down at the Minnesota State Fair, east end of the grandstand, second row in, and I drop them off in the morning, then we drive another hour and a half to come back to the studios after we do live radio and our articles, then we drive all the way back, stay there, and then we do it all over again, 12 days in a row, and we're there for 12 days in a row, 12 hours a day. So this morning, all of a sudden, I noticed that there was a sign that said, no left turn. Now, keep in mind, I didn't notice this sign about 2 days ago, and I was trying to take a left turn, and all of a sudden, a police officer, a female police officer, she was a total joke. She's an approach. She's Mr. Call. She's a woman, not a man. She slams her hand onto the side of the car, and she says, hey, there's no left turn. So I rolled down the window. I said, what's that? I said, what's that? She said, there's no left turn. I said, oh, no left turn. I said, can you say that again? I didn't hear you. She said, no left turn. I said, oh, okay, I see that now. I'm going to give you the second half of this little testimonial I have to give to you in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you're on social media platforms right now, I am showing you a comic book, which is available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I want you to know that it was Danny Bulinati that did all of the artwork concerning my testimony in Jesus Christ. Okay? And what's interesting about that is Danny Bulinati was a artist for DC Comics as well as Marvel. Okay? Before I did this, I flew into San Francisco because I wanted to meet with Danny, and I wanted to see his experience right in front of me so I could say that this is the guy that I'm going to work with for the next year and a half to finish this comic book. That's how long it took us to finish my testimonial. Now, what's interesting is on another occasion when we were doing events, this was back in 2012. We were actually in LAX, and that is Los Angeles Airport, the international airport there. And what was odd was there was hardly anybody in that airport. I mean, we're talking LAX. We're talking an international airport, one of the biggest airports in the world, right? And I noticed it was just kind of like hauntingly quiet and kind of dark and dim. And so anyways, we were walking through on the way back home to Minneapolis from Los Angeles. And lo and behold, I walked into the bathroom and there was hardly anybody there. So I had to go to the restroom, right? We all have to do that. And lo and behold, as I was walking up to the bathroom to go in, all of a sudden this guy popped up. And for those that are listening to us, obviously, you can't see this on social media platforms, but it just happened to be Stan Lee. And we all know who Stan Lee is, right? Stan Lee was the CEO of Marvel Comics and the creator of Spider-Man, Hulk, Iron Man, Thor, so on and so forth. Well, I look at him, and as I'm looking at him, I just kind of took a step back. And I just said, whoa, I said, what are you doing here? And I'm not a starstruck kind of a guy. It just surprised me because, again, there was hardly anybody at the airport. And then here comes Stan Lee. And this little white guy who's, you know, now he's passed on. But what's interesting is we got the gospel to him before he died, friends. And I guess that's probably why the Lord uses us, is because we're faithful to do what we're supposed to do in the process of getting to other people. Instead of worshiping Stan Lee, we worship Jesus, and we served Stan Lee by giving him a gospel track concerning his soul. And that's what it's all about, Luke 19:10, right? But, it was just interesting that we just happened to run into Stan Lee, of all people. And he was the coolest guy. And again, we all know that he's not here now, and I hope that he made the right choice, because we all know that we're going to have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We're all going to bend the knee and confess that Jesus is Lord, right? Regardless of who you are or what you say you believe, all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:10, Revelation 21, verse 8, start there, go to the end of the chapter, and again, the list goes on concerning how we will answer for this. But I wanted to show you that, friends, what we do here at the ministry is not second rate. Even those that do My War series, we've used Eric Hollander, who did for Universal, and Steven Spielberg. Steven Spielberg actually picked them to do the documentary for Jaws Reunion. So if you go into a store today and you see Jaws Reunion 30 years, it's our artists and our designers over here that are actually doing all that work. Another one is James Gillette, Eric Hollander and James Gillette, and they're second to none. So again, I just want to make clear that everybody understands that we're not doing anything second rate in this ministry. No, we're representing the Christ, and it's important that we represent him the right way. And it's exactly what we're doing here, friends. So I just thought I'd share that story with you. Getting back now to the Minnesota State Fair, I do want you to hear this because it bothered me greatly. A couple days ago, we pulled up. I was going to take a left-hand turn to go through Minneapolis-St. Paul from the Minnesota State Fair, and all of a sudden, a lady slaps the side of my car that we were in three times, and she said, "You can't take a left turn." And I rolled down the window, and I said, "What's that?" Was I being a little patronizing? Yeah, because she was being disrespectful. And if you're going to be a police officer and you're going to be an antagonist, or you're going to act like a little kid, you're going to get my disrespect too. Now, if you want to be sincere about it, you're going to get a sincere response. So she got one back that she deserved. So 2 days forward, which was this morning, I go over to the Minnesota State Fair, just drop off half the crew, and all of a sudden I notice somebody in front of me, right in front of the sign that says where you can't take a left turn, the one that I didn't see 2 days ago, taking a left turn. And I'm looking to the left because they usually have a couple police officers right to my left side when we're dropping them off. And I honked the horn. I went, bang, bang. And all of a sudden, a guy gets out of this white pickup, and I seen he was a police officer right away. And I said, no left turn. Do you not see that? No left turn. He said, we're with the police in St. Paul. And I started laughing out loud. And keep in mind, there's a whole crowd of people on my left and on my right that's seen everything. I said, oh, there's nothing better than when a police officer thinks that he's above the law. We're with the police department. We can take a left turn. Wait a second. That's called hypocrisy, and there's nothing worse than seeing a law enforcer breaking the law. You just lost all my respect. And boy, I'll tell you what, I piped up to that said police officer. Oh, you're the police officer. I said, you're the police, are you? I said, are you above the law here? That's not what he swore to do. He didn't swear to tear down the laws. He swore to uphold them. Well, Bradley, what's the big deal? It's the point. If he'll do it with small things, he'll do it with the greater things. Read the Bible. Right? And all of a sudden, one dude comes over here on the right side. It was a black dude, I remember. Look, I can see him right now as I'm telling you this. And he goes, amen. Amen. He was saying amen because someone called this hypocrite out for who he was. Folks, this has got to stop because these people are not above the law. And what's interesting is yesterday I had taken the time to show you how we have criminals in the FBI creating criminals out of innocent people. I'm sorry, out of guilty people. Okay? And quite frankly, I am tired, sick and tired of the American people standing back and acting like these people are above the law when they are to be public servants. And when it comes to the FBI, which, by the way, it's an unconstitutional agency. Someone posted yesterday all of the crimes. This is why I don't trust the FBI. And it was posting all of the crimes of the FBI. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. Aren't you sick and tired of watching the FBI, concerning yesterday's show, setting up criminals while they're playing the criminals? Aren't you sick and tired of the FBI January 6th, Governor Whitmer's case that was all engineered and orchestrated? Aren't you sick and tired of watching the FBI accuse the innocent people of what it is that they themselves are guilty of? Let me take it a step further. Americans, aren't you sick and tired of the FBI highlighting the crimes of the American people? And by the way, if they're doing a good job, and I'm talking about law enforcement, I'm not talking about these unconstitutional agencies, they're doing a good job, they're going to have our approbation. If not, they're going to receive our scorn and displeasure, and they're going to hear my voice, because it's treason against the Most High God to tone down the Word of God, and I'm not going to be a part of that, for the record. But aren't you sick and tired of the FBI rounding up innocent people and throwing them in jail? I mean, here's the deal. If these unconstitutional agencies want to round up the corrupt, then they need to look no further than Washington, D.C. Isn't it interesting how everybody in D.C., no matter how many times they've been busted in scandal after scandal after scandal, for some reason they still have not been rounded up. They still haven't been raided illegally. Isn't it interesting? Everybody's guilty, right, concerning the innocent, but the guilty in Washington, D.C. Are you sick and tired of that yet? I mean, it's a sincere question. Are you sick and tired of it, friends? I got something right in front of me right now. The top FBI agent resigns. That's all they have to do is resign, friends. If you commit a crime, you go to federal government for what? And if you broke the law, rightfully so. But the point is let's stick to the statutes and the judgment that God gives in punishing crime, not what man does in making void God's commandment in creating the $60 billion or $64 billion bureaucracy called the justice system or the correctional institution they would have you believe. But look at this, friends. That's all the corrupt do in D.C. That's all they have to do. I seen one on Joe Biden speaking of the corrupt. Treason is Joe, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. I seen someone, one of the conservatives of the day, friends, calling for Joe Biden to resign. This one is an FBI agent. That's all he has to do is resign. I mean, folks, this is like a bunch of criminals being rounded up by the police, being busted while they're robbing a bank, and the cops go over to them and say, hey, you know, we would just ask that you'd resign from all the crimes that you're committing concerning bank robbery. Could we just go ahead and stop all of that today? We're asking that you resign. Well, this is what the American people have put up with, and you're a soft judge, and soft judges produce hardened criminals. Folks, enough. We'll be right back.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rising mortgage rates are causing demand to pull back. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying total application volume fell by 3.7% last week. That comes as the average rate for a 30-year fixed rose to 5.8%. In a race that may decide who controls the balance of power in the Senate, Pennsylvania voters are heading to the polls this November to choose either Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman or Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz to replace retiring Senator Pat Toomey. Dr. Oz declares Fetterman a radical progressive.
I'm of the opinion that he's hiding his radical views because he is the furthest far-left radical candidate on any competitive Senate race this cycle, and he doesn't want those views to be exposed.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Fetterman, who's recovering from a stroke, says he won't debate Dr. Oz. USA Radio News. The United Nations is taking a look at a Ukrainian nuclear plant.
A team of UN inspectors made its way towards Ukraine's embattled and largest nuclear power plant on the continent Wednesday. The UN is trying to prevent a nuclear catastrophe, reminding us of the nuclear oops that could happen. Kyiv and Moscow again accused each other of shelling the area around the complex overnight. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Californians are bracing for a record-setting heat wave over the next few days. Weather officials say they expect temperatures to climb into the lower 100s for many today and Thursday. Several counties are under excessive heat warnings, including Los Angeles, where temperatures are expected to reach up to 115 degrees. This as California grid officials are warning of blackouts and urging residents to set their thermostats at 78 degrees or higher. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So accusing the innocent of the crimes of the guilty. Now I'm talking to the guilty, okay? I'm talking about those that are doing the biddings of their master, Satan. I'm talking to those that think that if they're being paid right now to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, that when you're done being used, that they're not going to do it to you. That is insane. You've got to be the most ignorant human beings I've ever met in all my life. That is what a useful idiot is. By the way, those are the people that are in hell today. I thought they were going to go ahead and war with God and His Word, and they thought they were going to win the day. How's that working out for them? Oh, by the way, ask Mikhail Gorbachev, who's in hell today. Well, Bradley, why do you say he's in hell? Because he's eating the fruit of his own way. This is Mikhail Gorbachev was put up under Ronald Reagan as some sort of friend to America. Did you know that he was over in San Francisco because that's where he lived? These are globalists teaching evolution and dumbing down the up-and-coming generations. He was a part of that. Okay. And I think about all the bad guys of history that tried, they tested their steel against the Word of God, which is perpetual. It's always at work. How's that working out for them today? They eat the fruit of their own ways. They refuse to accept the mercy of God and the grace of God in their lives. You want to know why? Because like Satan himself, he wanted to be God, and so do his minions. Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials, the worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. You know, Jesus talked about the worm that would never die in hell, right? The fire that would never be quenched. There's a reason that he's telling you that. Oh, and by the way, you're not to fear hell, you're to fear the Lord. Read Luke 12:4. Okay, we don't repent before hell, we repent before God for violating his law. That's what the Holy Ghost uses in John 16, starting in verse 8. How thou art fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how thou art cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations, which did weaken the nations. He was a globalist, friends. He was a globalist. Isaiah 14, verse 13 says, for thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. Satan himself said, I will be like the Most High. And my Father said, no, you won't. And Jesus tells us that he saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. The Lord will share his glory with nobody, and I thank God for that. There's only one God. Remember what he said, thou shalt have no other gods before me? That's right. But tyrants want you to believe that they are God. That's why they're always warring against Christianity. Maybe some of these people, these tyrant wannabes going forward, should take a little time and study history, study the past. Because ever since the beginning of time, we have men that want to ascend above the throne of God, and it doesn't work out for them. And they have to learn the hard way, but those people that are brazen to the truth of God's word, they want others to follow them directly into hell. Hey folks, if the blind lead the blind, they're all going to end up in the ditch. And that's exactly where dictators bring you. That's where they bring you. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death, and that is the fruit of these people that are in hell now. They wanted to choose a path outside of the straight and the narrow, and difficult is the way. And they wanted the world to worship them just like their father, the devil, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Well, Galatians 6:7 tells us clearly that those that sow to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. And I said the other day on the radio, and Scripture tells us, that it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. It does. It absolutely does. See, regardless of what kind of seed you plant, regardless if it's righteous, which Christ plants through you, or if it's wicked, which Satan plants through you, you're going to reap that harvest. Matter of fact, if you take the time right now and you look behind you, I can tell you why you're reaping the harvest in your life that you are today. It's because you have sowed that seed. I do this with high school assembly programs all across the country. I ask them the question, if I take a seed of corn and I plant it into the soil of the crop, of the soil of the ground, what is it going to reproduce once it grows up? They say, after its own kind. Exactly. You reap what you sow. And this applies to the good and to the bad. All the way across the boards. You know, when you go to Washington, D.C., friends, it tells us to study the past. I don't know if you've ever been there before. It's one of my favorite places to go in the whole world. Okay? And we see our Father's fingerprints all over that place. But at the entrance of the National Archives in Washington, D.C., it says you will see, I'm telling you that you will see at the National Archives in D.C., you will see a monument stating, study the past. You know, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 6:16 to go back to the old past, to beware of those that are given to change. Beware of that. Hey, folks, you're regressing today. You're not progressing. That means bad people are now at the helm, steering our country the wrong direction, as we well know. And we can go over to Isaiah 59 and understand in verse 2 where it tells us that it's our sins that have separated us from our God. So we need to get back to the cross of Christ, and we need to ask the Lord to wash us in his blood, Revelation 1:5, from our sins, from that which offends the Most High God, and to put us on right terms in Jesus Christ with our Father. That's what we need, okay? But it says, study the past. Why study the past? Because our forefathers suggested this was so, that we might learn from history. So why? So it doesn't repeat itself. History has shown time and time again that when a nation departs from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob wickedly, that there's always a tyrant in the shadows, in the midst, attempting to move into position, and it's exactly what we see today. Yesterday, I played some audio video for you, friends, and it was Australians, a reporter mocking what we call or what we accept or what we tolerate when it comes to a Joe Biden as a president of the United States of America. Joe Biden, we all know, is taking orders. And what was interesting is we're being mocked by foreign countries as to what we tolerate concerning who's in the People's White House today. One of the things that she had noted was the fact that he had stated, Joe Biden stated, oh, I can't take control. I'm not allowed to do that. Isn't that interesting? Of course, we all know that presidents aren't elected, they're selected. But until the American people want to set the record straight where they're selected again, that's not going to change until you take the helm under God, period. Because we are the law under God, okay? Just wanted to make clear on that. I'm not allowed to take charge, Joe Biden said. We're being laughed at by the world because of what we tolerate. John Calvin said that when God means to judge a wicked nation, he appoints wicked rulers. That's scripture. Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15. God said in 16 and 17, I will appoint over you terror. I will appoint over you those that hate you. That's where we're at today. Let's not pretend otherwise. That's disingenuous, friends. That's self-deception. And where's that going to bring us? To our own demise. And it's going to give our children not a future nor a hope. That's why we hold to the word of God. That's why we go back to the old past in Jeremiah 6:16. It's also interesting to note that devastation and massive loss of life is what takes place when we give ourselves over to a tyrant rather than to the living God. That is the history of mankind, by the way. Okay, they serve God. They receive the possession. They're obedient unto the Lord. They depart from God. They give themselves over to a man. The man destroys them and their country. And then guess what happens? That next up-and-coming generation goes back to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that they should have never wickedly departed from in the first place. That's the history of man. I would like for someone to prove otherwise. That is God's, his story of man, his dash story, okay? So God commands us to go back to the old past. Where is the good way? Okay? I want you to hear the 10 lessons that men have learned from history over the last, 100 years. Okay? I'm just going to give you 10 lessons that men have learned from history over the last 100 years. You ready? Lesson number one that man has learned. Lesson number two that concerning the lessons that men have learned from history. Lesson number three and four and five. I'm telling you what men have learned from history, friends. Well, Bradley, you're not saying anything. Exactly. Lesson six, seven, eight, and nine. Let's go to 10. The 10th lesson that men have learned over the last 100 years from history. Here, I want to tell you the answer. I'm not saying anything because men have not learned from history. Because history, in fact, right now is repeating itself. Now, I'm going to go into the fact that, friends, what we're seeing today, because it's important, the fruit of tyrants, because tyrants haven't learned from history neither. But I'm kind of laying this premise right now so we can all understand what I'm leading up to, okay? America is emulating those who have not learned from history, period. If you don't learn from the lessons history is to teach us, then history again will teach, it will repeat itself, and that's what we're seeing. History also teaches a lesson to tyrants who are at war with God in an attempt to usurp his law, as I just highlighted, Isaiah 14, 13 through 15. So what man forgets, God will not. Now listen, before this break comes up on me. Yesterday I'd said it, and I've said this several times because we need to reiterate this, for it's not grievous for me to do so. But if we fail in keeping God's commandments, Judgment will fall to that disobedient people upon their heads. And during that time, when judgment falls upon the heads of those that fail to keep God's commandments, there's going to be a time where they wish they would have when they had the time to do it, right? Well, that falls to all of us, because those that are being used to judge us or chastise us, they go to judgment as well. And this is what I'm getting to. Accusing the innocent of the crime.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. Get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, so, you know what's interesting? I'm going to take this call in just a second here. Dan, I hope Dan's sticking to the topic here. But we're talking about accusing the innocent of the crimes of the guilty. It's kind of bleeding into today from yesterday's show. And I was just highlighting the fact that in America, everybody's guilty from these agencies that have been created. Government agencies, by the way, that are completely unconstitutional, that are zeroing in. And this is probably why, for example, with the FBI, a majority of the American people now equate them to the Gestapo. Oh, my goodness. All those people that said to me, Bradley, why are you on this? Why do you keep equating everything to that of Adolf Hitler back in the 30s? Because we were led that direction, and now we are here. You still listening? We have your ear now? I hope so. And then I highlighted the fact during the first segment, second segment, all the crimes of the politicians and scandals, and yet the FBI is out there orchestrating crimes against the innocent. And I just suggested that, listen, if the American people want to round up and these agencies want to round up the criminals, they need look further, no further than that of Washington, D.C. Did you know that in Vietnam, corrupt politicians are executed? Let me say it again. Do you know that in some countries, the corrupt politicians are executed, yet in America? There's major voter fraud going on, and you allow the mainstream media to code over, and what do? They say, oh, you know what, these are all conspiracy theories. And what happens in America? Those that are guilty of scandal after scandal, their crimes are covered up by the mainstream media. Then they're reelected through blood money that they're stealing from the American taxpayers and then giving over to Planned Parenthood. That's re-election money, folks. That's what that is. That's why it's called blood money. That's where that money's going. They're just paying themselves off and their partners in crime. It's what they're doing. They're paying them off with your tax dollars. Again, you're paying for your own demise. But I want to say this. In America, they're reelected. In foreign countries, they're executed. See, because the people in those countries send the message that we are not going to tolerate crime in our government. Because what you do and what you don't do depends upon our freedoms. You see that? Oh, my goodness. We got to get back to our foundations, friend. Dan, Ohio, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Dan, I know you're going to stick to the topic. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, how you doing? Hey, well, what you're seeing play out is the book of Habakkuk right before our eyes. The Chaldeans, evil is being destroyed by evil. And it's just that the people have become so complacent that they just feel like, you know, I talk to people on the street all the time, and everybody is, well, you know, that's why we got to vote Republican. And there's no accountability expected from either side. So,
nope.
Unfortunately, the judgment of God is going to come upon this nation because we're not bringing it upon ourselves to fix the right, the wrong.
That's right. That's right.
And, you know, like King Joachim, I think that's his, Joaquin, remember, he... I show people this, and they're like, oh, that's not what it says. But remember, he was king of Judah. He was regarded as evil because he took people from that nation and gave it to people from another country. Now, that's foreign aid. In the Bible, foreign aid is looked at as evil.
Yeah, that's treason.
But
yeah.
here we think that's fine. But,
yeah.
But you know, Habakkuk was burdened by everything he saw, and I just feel like that. You know, people, they just don't want to call out evil. They just don't want to get in the way. They don't want to be bothered.
But here's the thing, Dan. It doesn't matter if they want to. This is what I'm talking about. The people that didn't want to be bothered under Adolf Hitler neither ended up disarmed and then thrown in to concentration camps. We were just highlighting this the other day about the... all the FEMA camps in the United States of America, they're unconstitutional concerning the edicts given through executive order by those said representatives, as if to suggest the representatives have authority to round up their own people and throw them into camps. But the point that I'm making here is those that were behind Bob Wire fences under Adolf Hitler, they didn't want to get involved in politics neither, Dan. But you know what? At the end of the day, when they were behind those fences, I can guarantee you that they wished they would have obeyed God when they had the opportunity to do so. And to further prove the point, going to the Holocaust Center in Israel, I did. Going to the Holocaust Center in Washington, D.C., I did. And there's scriptures all over the wall from Deuteronomy, which we make reference to constantly here, warning people of what's going to come. Well, guess what? The Holocaust took place because the people didn't take heed. That's the truth of the matter. I'm going to give you the final word, Dan.
Yeah, two things. Number one, you know, there's a video of a guy who was in a church in Nazi Germany, and when the carloads of screaming Jews on these, and it could be Poles and everything else, but screaming people was on these cars, the church said, sing a little louder, because they didn't want to get involved.
Yeah, Martin Niemöller.
And that's kind of where we're at today.
That's exactly right. I do a whole show on that. I'll probably hit it soon, Dan. I totally appreciate your call. His name was Martin Niemöller. It's also interesting to note what Dan just said was true, but those congregants would also come out if they weren't singing louder to drown out the voices of those that were asking for help. They would come outside and they would wipe ash off of their cars, and that ash was the bodies of those that were incinerated under Adolf Hitler. Just telling you the facts. Bradley, you're just trying to scare us. Nope, I'm just telling you a little history lesson that America is going to learn all over again if they don't listen. Let's put it this way. Wanted to let you know, because we're talking about accusing the innocent of the crimes of the guilty, how does that work out for tyrants? Let me give it to you really quick, okay? Because some people say, well, I just don't believe in the Bible. Well, it doesn't matter if you believe in the Bible, friends. It's true. Look at history and see if this law is not true. Maxentine built a false bridge to drown Constantine. But guess what? Maxentine was drowned himself by the false bridge that was built to drown his enemy. He fell into the pit that he himself dug. Sultan Bajazet was carried by Tamerlane in an iron cage, which he intended for Tamerlane. You reap what you sow, Galatians 6:7. Maximinus put out the eyes of thousands of Christians. Soon after, a fearful disease of the eyes broke out among his people, of which he himself died in great agony. Accusing the innocent of the crimes of the guilty, even going so far as to execute them, you reap what you sow. Valiance caused about 80 Christians to be sent to sea in a ship and burnt alive. Guess what, friends? He was defeated by the Goths and fled to the cottage where he himself was burned alive. Bad guys, listen to me. The message to you is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Here we go. Alexander VI was poisoned by wine he had prepared for another. Henry III of France was stabbed in the same chamber where he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants. Maria Antoinette, riding to Notre Dame Cathedral for her bridal, bade the soldiers command all beggars, cripples, and ragged people to leave the line of the procession because she said she could not endure the sight of these miserable ones. Soon after bounding the executioner cart, she was riding toward the place of execution amidst crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and as hard as granite. What about Follen, friends? Another guilty criminal who the people failed to deal with. They gave him power to accuse the innocent of the crimes that he was guilty of. Follen was asked how the starving populace was to live. He said, let them eat grass. Sound familiar, friends? We're hearing this concerning those bad guys that we all know of, concerning let them eat grass. And he's talking about us, friends. Afterwards, the mob, maddened with rage, caught him in the streets of Paris, hung him, stuck his head upon a pike and filled his mouth with grass. That's not good enough. Let's keep going on. Herodias, Antipas, and Herodian Herodias were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist. This is the history you don't hear of, Americans. And Herod himself attempted to plot the death of Christ. In the summer of AD 39, Antipas, his money and territory were turned over to Agrippa while he and his wife were exiled, and Antipas died miserably. You didn't hear about that, did you? Nope, you did not. Pontius Pilate handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified to please the people. Pilate fell under misfortunes in the reign of that of Caligula, AD 37 through 41, and then he was exiled to Gaul and eventually committed suicide. Did you hear about that? Nope, never heard about that. Nope, you just got this little weak image of who God is. Oh no, when the Lord says, touch not mine anointed, and that he will bear witness of his word, folks, rest assured, the word of God, like Augustine said, is like a lion. You don't have to defend it, just let it loose. It will defend itself. The Jews who heard and rejected Christ, like America is today, were destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father, in 70 AD, about 40 years after the Passion of the Christ, to the number of 1,100,000, this is in Fox's Book of Martyrs, besides those who Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee, 17,000 were sold, those that rejected Christ, they were sold and sent into Egypt and other provinces to vile slavery, and 2,000 were brought with Titus in his triumph, of who part he gave to be devoured of the wild beasts, partly otherwise cruelly were slain. And what about those people that rejected in Senate the meek King of Glory? The just permission of God stirred up their own emperors against them, and they were under judgment for 300 years.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.